spoiling that movie for you, but boy, you watch it, spoil it. All the movies, yeah, it's a doozy. If you're pissed off, then fucking sue me. Tune in, you get volume up, listen. We are the voice of the voiceless, doing it. Any movie, good or bad, yeah, we got that. P1, Cody, Wayne, and Chad, we on point where reviews can't lose. Don't forget, not worth a kick in the ass with Luke. P1 is loud, mouth is smooth, and he loves African American, big booty women too. Cody got the juke, bro, and what do you know? He loves the Man of Steel, no homo. Chad be the worst filmmaker of all time, but he finds young ladies so divine. Wayne be the Aussie asshole, says fuck him a lot, cause he rude like that, yo. Throwback Tuesday, fire it up. You better tune in, we just don't give a fuck. It's the Movie Spoilers Podcast, putting all them movies on blast. You might hear some fucked up shit when you tune in. We don't hold back, it's just how we do it.
We on point where reviews can't lose. Till you get not worth the kick in the ass with Luke. P1 is loud, mouth is smooth, and he loves African American big booty women too. Cody got the jufro, but what did you know? He loves the Man of Steel, no homo. Chad be the worst filmmaker. Okay, should we start? Okay. Oh shit. I'm sorry, people. I am hyped right now. That song fucking is awesome. I'm not gonna lie, I love the shit out of it. I rap that shit on a daily. I play it when I get in the shower in the morning and when I come out that bitch at night. And you're wondering why you only hear my lovely voice today. It's because I don't know if anybody knows, but for some odd reason, three of your spoiling hosts here, three out of four at least, Z's still in Ohio somewhere, but all three of your spoiling hosts decided that take some time away this week and go to places we've never been before. I've never been here, and I'm still out of town, actually. And Cody's been to places he's been. I don't know where the fuck Wayne is. Wayne's just off the map somewhere. Wayne is out celebrating his birthday. Happy birthday, old sport. And me, I'm on a business trip. There you go. That'll work out just fine. I'm on a business trip on a... Now, granted, it's a beach, but still, it's a business nonetheless. And Cody is out in Hawaii. But actually, Cody is, right now, I think he's handling some hotel situations or something like that. I think they fucked him in the ass or whatever or something like that. They said something about, oh, it's that guy that on that movie spoiler site, he'd be fucking in the hallways and shit. Should we let him stay? So he's not on right now, but maybe I'm going to see if I can beat him. But if I can't, then he'll probably be joining us later and I'll bring him on or whatever, but I know that he's trying to get some hotel situation, obviously, because he's on the most wanted list of hotels right now. And like I said, this is Movie Spoilers Episode 183, your two-time nominated award show. I'm your spoiling host with the most, the phenomenal one. And I'm all alone right now, rapping my favorite intro now, my favorite intro of all times. Shout out to that guy, I don't know his name, whoever did that rap. That guy's awesome, though, because he described me in a bar, and it sums me up pretty perfectly. Yes. Loud, smooth, loves big booty women. That's right. Big titty, too. But anyway, we got a lot of stuff to talk about, and I'm not going to go over too much here because I want to go back to the beach. But anyway, I got some questions here. We're going to get into those questions. We're going to answer them. Going to lay them down. Going to electrify. You feel that? That is goosebumps right there. Going to electrify some answers into these questions. I'm going to bring up that Shine Bright, that box office talk right there. You know, I need to do a cover of that song. Everybody else is doing one. I think I'm going to do one. Hope Mr. Host Seth Salvador is waiting patiently. You know, don't even play so beautifully. And he's going to lead us into the box office talk. We got to talk about the weekend box office, baby. We got, he's not here right now. So P1's Blu-rays of the week. And they better be something, because I ain't even looked them up yet. And I just got them laying over there, and I ain't even looked at them yet. But it's October. Like I said, October's going to have some good releases from the summer, so we'll see. Last week, we had The Avengers. Awesome. What was it? Like 2 weeks ago, we had Mad Max. Another summer film. I just got to get my inside out in my Jurassic World now, baby. And I'll be set for the rest of the year. And we got that trailer talk with... it was a little film, you know. No one's really talking about it because it's not really that big of a deal. You know, it's a little interesting if you think so, but it's not. And the name of that movie is Pan. also with the upcoming films we have this week, but Pan, Peter Pan, which I saw already, and I can't wait to talk about. Oh, I can't wait for you guys to hear the review. I already did the review, but I can't wait for you guys to hear the review. It's going to be swell. So, people, let's go ahead and get into the... No, you know what? No, fuck it. Never mind. I was about to go against my own rules here, my own plans here, but fuck it. Let's get into questions. I'm ready to answer some. I'm ready to electrify. Bring the electricity. That's what I do best. And the first question I got here comes from Sicario. Sicario review. And Ashley Stoller. Whichever one. Take a sip of my cognac here. And she says, I saw the film and absolutely loved everything except Emily Blunt. I think she's a talented piece of work. I was about to say ass. I think she is a talented piece of ass, but talented piece of work. And did a great job in the movie. Her character is, and in my opinion, terribly written, and she stays heavily annoying. Ashley, I will not argue with you on that one. Like I said in the review, there's just something off with her character in the film. And it's the writing. It's definitely the writing. Now, that's how he wanted to write it. He made this character be the eyes of the audience to see what was going on. But I do agree that she has no growth in the film. She stays annoying. I do believe, though, it is realistic, though, if someone was put in that position the way she was, that probably would be the way they reacted. But she did a lot of dumb things down the road, like pointing the gun at the unknown assailant here, or assassin, if you will, which is Benicio Del Toro's character, yelling at Josh Brolin, saying, I'm going to tell everyone. It's like, are you out your... You do realize you're around mercenaries. You ain't going to tell anyone right now, bitch. Either you're gonna shut the fuck up, or you're going to open your mouth and you're going to find yourself back in that goddamn hole we just came out of. But yeah, I agree completely, Ashley. She kind of came off annoying as fuck, to say the least. At least. On to my very next question here. I'm not going to lie, I got lost for a second, but that's okay, though. That's why I'm phenomenal. My phenomenality is kicking in, people. And that Mac 2.0 Blue Hybrid, it's his birthday. On the 3rd of October, one of these days, whatever, it was one of those days. Happy birthday to my man right here. Mac 2.0, I consider him a dear friend. The guy is awesome. He does a lot of anime reviews. Check him out. Mac 2.0, Blue Hybrid. Check him out on Twitter, Facebook, Mac 2.0, just like how he writes it here. I forgot his Twitter handle. It's Blue Hybrid 2 or some shit like that, whatever. It's a long-ass title. There you go. But check him out. Check out his anime reviews. If you're looking to get into anime and you don't know where to start, I would say Attack on Titan. But Mac 2.0, he's going to have something different for you because he's the anime expert here. Which, by the way, speaking of Attack on Titan, now, it doesn't help that this show ain't visual, so it doesn't really do anything. But has anybody ever heard of the Attack on Titan? The fuck is this? I don't want to play this. The Attack on Titan, like, theme song playing with just different trailers, I guess. Like, they got one with the Avengers, they got one with, I think, Yu-Gi-Oh, Dragon Ball Z, Naruto, just all kind of shit. Yeah, I think it's even a Minecraft one or something like that. Let me go ahead and look this up. Attack on Titan. I put Titan Avengers. Type that in. I even got one for Halo, which I thought fit really well. Attack on Titan Avengers. Here we go. What the fuck is that? Here we go. It's called Shingeki no Avengers. I'm not Japanese, as you can tell, but maybe I should just go ahead and get my father on the line. He can fix that out for me. Oh, they even got the Attack on Kratos. And if anybody knows that theme song I'm talking about, it's that badass theme song right there. Ooh, look at that. So basically what they did is they have that song playing. There's a bunch of them. As a matter of fact, there's a whole YouTube channel, but look it up. I'm gonna go ahead and play it because the song gets me amped up. I'm over here dancing now. That's racist. It should have me laughing. the only lyric I know in this whole goddamn song. And maybe a shout out. Jaeger. You don't know if they're yelling Aaron Jaeger or Jaegermeister. I like that Damien Omen music here. Fucking devil is coming out of this damn thing. This is presented by Marvel Studios Pictures. Fucking love this shit out of this. I've been watching this just like, I want to say, I was watching it for like, I don't want to say like 30 minutes maybe, but it was fucking funny as hell watching all these things. I only watched the ones I gave a fuck about. I think the Yu-Gi-Oh! One, the Dragon Ball. The Dragon Ball Z one was really cool. The Dragon Ball Z, Yu-Gi-Oh! Avengers, the Halo one. That shit was awesome as shit, I ain't gonna lie. Oh, and the Attack on Kratos one was cool too. Actually, that game probably should look more like that trailer did for the, or this Attack on Titan theme song here. But Mac 2.0 Blue Hybrid, happy birthday, brother. He says, so apparently Watchmen is now going to get a TV series, and Zack Snyder is going to be involved in there too. You think Watchmen as a TV series would be a good fit on the small screen? I think anything with Zack Snyder involved would it just should be scrapped from the fucking ground and off the face of the earth, because I think Zack Snyder is a fucking hack, and I think he's a terrible director, and I think he's a terrible choice to be involved with anything, to be honest. As far as the Watchmen's going to TV screen, yeah, that could be cool. Little, probably like a, you know, political, social satire TV series with superheroes. Why not? That sounds cool as shit to me. I don't think Zack Snyder's going to capture any of that because I think, once again, I think the guy's a terrible director and I really don't want to see him back with Watchmen. I'd like to see somebody else. I will say that for a book being deemed as, you know, unfilmable, couldn't be made to screen or whatever, I think he did a better job than probably people give him credit for, even myself. I think the movie is just like 50-50. I don't think it's good. As a matter of fact, I don't think it's nowhere near good, to be honest. Let's be honest. If anything, it's probably like a high streaming at best with me or something like that. But I haven't watched it in a while, so I might have changed my feelings. Because, you know, when Zack Snyder's, usually when he releases a movie the first time, you don't really think about it. And then the second time you watch it, you're like, nah, this movie is shit. I.e. my repeat version of Man of Steel. Or a lot of his fucking movies, or Dawn of the Dead, for that matter, too. My God, that movie is terrible. I think Watchmen has some moments in there, but you know, mainly the acting is what really kind of kept it going, and that was Rorschach, boy Rorschach. I think he was the only thing that was keeping that movie going. There's a lot of good other characters in there as well, but Rorschach kind of just stole it away. Jackie, I forgot his last goddamn name. Whatever, Jackie. I thought he was awesome in that role. But Penelope, I love that name, girl. Penelope. Oh, it sounds exotic. It sounds foreign as shit. It sounds like Penelope Crew. I'm sorry, it doesn't sound like that. It sounds just extravagant. Sounds like I need it. Sounds like I need to have it. Where you at, girl? But she says, she replies to Matt 2.0 and says, how the fuck does this guy keep getting work? I'm sorry, but I did not like Watchmen and thought his version, you know, there's a lot of spoiling bads out there on here that do not like Watchmen. I remember when Cody put down his best superhero list, a lot of people was just talking, they weren't even talking about his point of putting it on his list or whatever. They're just talking shit about the movie itself. They're just like, this movie is shit. I haven't read the books in a while, so maybe it is shit. I know that Cody did bring up a point. The ending is better in the movie than the book. The book is kind of silly in the ending, don't get me wrong. But I only like the end. I didn't really give a fuck about the ending after Rorschach died. After that, I didn't really give a shit no more. But I didn't know anything about this Mac 2.0, so you gotta tell me, is this gonna be a network TV thing? Because I gotta say this right now, I am not a fan of DC's TV shows. Like, Flash, everybody talks about how fucking great that. Someone even told me it was better than Daredevil. I wanted to slap the shit out of him so badly. The Flash is, I like the character, Flash. Everything else about that show is fucking terrible. Who's that guy that plays Captain Cold? He's in Prison Break. That dude is fucking horrible. I mean, the villains in there, man, are just silly. And I don't have a problem with being silly or anything like that, but they're silly on the fact that their acting is bad. So it's like, oh, they're not being silly in the sake of, like, you know, like a Marvel film or something like that being silly for family fun or anything like that. No, this is being silly because these niggas can't act. But the Flash himself, I think he's cool. The character they got written from, I've seen him evolved since I caught up with the show and stuff like that. I think he's cool. But all the other TV, Superwoman, or what the fuck is it? Supergirl, that was shit. Gotham, we all know that worked out. That was shit. Arrow, that's shit still. Whatever fucking crappy ass shows they got. Smallville, I didn't give a fuck about Smallville. I'm sure they got some other bullshit out there. I can care less. Or whatever crossover TV show they're doing, that was some bullshit too. So, if this is on network TV, which I have a feeling it probably is, or probably do some Teen Titan bullshit, but it's going to be a TBS of all the stations. I don't know why, but hey, whatever. If this is going to be on like CW or something, I could give a shit less Mac 2.0. I am not going to watch this. Probably not going to watch it anyway just because Zack Snyder's involved. I could just care less. That's how much it is. Zack Snyder is just one of those guys that just seriously rubbed off the wrong way. But let me go ahead and finish Penelope's question here. And it says, I'm sorry I did not like Watchmen and thought her version of Silk Spectre was just terrible and downright sexist. You will get no arguments from me there. She was just useless, and I'm a huge fan of the book. Ooh, end of that character. Ooh, I can understand that then, because she does a hell of a lot more in them books than she did in that fucking movie. She was just a sex toy, which I have no problem with. She looks damn good to be a sex toy, I mean. But the problem came in when Hallelujah kicked in, and then next you know the ship started ejaculating flames from whatever that bullshit is. I don't know. But Chelsea said, I think this guy has the worst track record when it comes to female characters. Am I right? You ain't wrong. That's for sure. Can't argue with you there, girl. We can go back. Dawn of the Dead. The lead character he had in that movie, she was a complete bitch. And useless, too, for that matter. Just, I'm going to get an attitude and talk and run my mouth, whatever, of shit I don't know. So I'm just going to keep doing it because that makes me strong, I guess. Man of Steel. Amy Adams did a great job as Lois Lane. Still was no point on why the fuck she was in that movie. Watchmen, Silk Spectre, you just summed it up your best. She was just there for ass. She was she had more boyfriends than California has water right now. And the most blatant one too of that is fucking Sucker Punch. Fucking Sucker Punch. Asking which film is the best of Zack Snyder is like asking what's the best video game movie out there, and then you just give like Mortal Kombat and you're like, that movie ain't even fucking good. Yeah, that's what it is with like Zack Snyder. But on the next bigger, better things, questions here. Not gonna watch it, Mac 2.0, not gonna lie. Zack Snyder's involved, I could care less. Mr. Anderson. He says, me seems to think Cody hates Prometheus. Come on, Cody. It's not a good film, but it isn't near the rating of a fuck it. Now, that is a good point. I've never asked Cody what would his rating be on that film. I know he hates that movie probably more than I do. I think it has some good visuals in it. I think there's Michael Fassbender does a great job. I think there's a lot of good things in it. I remember when I reviewed it first with Lena, if I'm not mistaken, I just gave it a rent. I think now I would probably, I would go somewhere between low rent, high stream it. But I haven't seen the movie in a while. I own the movie, got it as a gift, got that extra edition Blu-ray special pack or whatever the fuck it was with extra extended hours to it or something like that. I've only seen the movie twice. I haven't watched it in a long time. That Blu-ray is still in packaging, by the way, too. But Cody, your voice needs to be heard, my man. We need to know, what do you think of Prometheus? What is your rating on that? I know he wouldn't give it a fuck it. No. I just know for a fact. I don't know. But then again, he probably really does hate that fucking movie, so I wouldn't know. I know he thought it was some bullshit, that's for sure. But I don't even think Cody really cares about the whole Alien franchise itself anymore. Besides the first Alien film. He likes the second Alien film. But the rest of them, I think he's with me on this one. We could give a shit less. Ah, good old Cynthia. My chick. One of my favorite spoiling bastards. People are like, yeah, she's only your favorite because you're fucking her. Only once, people. Only once. And she says, now, P1, I know you aren't making jokes at Cody's expense over the Snapchatting he does. I will admit, he does need to step his game up. Like you, P1, who used FaceTime to chat with me the other day. Ah, I remember that day. I remember it like it was yesterday. I think it was yesterday. Anyway, all about the video, Cody. video. Especially when you see P1's beard fully grown and that full-blown ginger comes out. Don't think I've ever met a black ginger, LOL. Oh, I see we just got jokes now, huh? Okay. I told you that in confidence. Or showed you that more so, ever. Oh, okay. No, we got jokes now, huh, Cynthia? Okay. Hey, I guess this would be a great way to go ahead and introduce some new features to the site. One of them now, people, is you can now add pictures and videos in the comment section. GIFs, all that great stuff. You can even add files if you wanted to. And exactly what I'm going to go ahead and do right about now. There we go. Approval. Now, people, if you're listening to this and you don't know what's going on, I want you to head over to Movie Spoilers episode 182. Scroll down in the comments. And I just left a little message for Cynthia. And included one of those new features I was talking about, a picture. And I'm going to go ahead and read it out loud for the people out there. But you'll see oh so lovely a little photo of Cynthia here. And I wrote, funny you should bring up FaceTime because I also recorded it. Have fun, Cynthia. You fucking bitch. There you go. Ever talk about my ginger beard? You must got your goddamn mind. Don't you put me on blast like that again. Yeah, now look at you. Now everybody can see you in your little white beater t-shirt and shit. Oh, talk about, oh, P1, I'm going to bed right now, whatever. Yeah, then why the hell did you call me then? Whatever, you wasn't going to no bed. What the hell? Get the fuck out of here. So now everyone can see you in your most glorious form now, Cynthia. She is probably saying, you fucking cunt, you. Yes, I am, Cynthia. I forgot to turn my recording off because you remember I had just got done recording that day. And I had my video on and audio and stuff on. So, sue me. Whatever. So that's only one of the nice little features, and we'll get into that a little bit later. But my next question comes from my man Steve here. He says, you know, as much as this the conversation comes up here on the site and in the general media of things, hell, even Wayne and Luke talked about it. Gents, that topic is too much superhero films and eventually fading off into the sunset like Westerns. How do you guys feel about that statement? And where do you guys stand on people saying it will die and get tired? I don't think we have ever answered that, Steve, so you bring up a great point. And I must say, I don't believe in that. I don't. First of all, I would never compare Westerns to superhero films, because actually Westerns are more superhero films are more exciting. Western films, what can you do with them? But besides the same goddamn thing you saw with them. Nothing, not a discredited Western, but don't sit up here and tell me that you can do so many different. No, you can't. You're limited with Westerns. Superheroes, you are not limited. You can go a vast amount of them. You got books to follow. You got shows to follow. You got a lot of adaptations to follow. And it's almost a sci-fi fantasy in that you can do whatever you want. You can go to space. You can go to different planets. You can make up planets and stuff like that. Westerns, you're in a little niche bottle. So I think that's a terrible comparison, number one. Number two, Westerns was on mainstream track record for almost about, 45, 50 years? That sounds like a long fucking time, if you ask me. The superhero genre really didn't kick up until 2008 when Iron Man, Dark Knight, Incredible Hulk came out. So we're looking out of a 45 to 50 years compared to the Western time period here, we're about, 9 years into it? About 8 years into things here, and I highly doubt that. Number two, superhero films are spectacles. They're more of what gets you into theaters and stuff like that. Westerns will never have that power today as much as superhero does today, because superhero movies attract a shitload of attention, money, and especially pop culture-wise. I don't agree with the sense of superhero films will burn out. I don't agree with it. Films don't burn out. If that was the case, action films would be burnt out, because after the 80s and the early 90s, you think they would have been done because they had a huge, strong track record. Westerns, they're not even fucking dead. You see a Western almost every goddamn year, if more than one. Too matter of fact, I just saw one this summer called Slow West with Michael Fassbender. The shit's on Amazon Prime. People go ahead and check that out. Nice little niche Western there. It's a pretty good film. You see almost two a year just because you don't know about it, because it ain't in your eyesight or whatever. Nobody's looking up Westerns. Nobody under the age of 20 can give a shit less about a Western. But superhero films, I think they have a power over. Because I'm going to tell you this right now. None of us kids was watching that shit. at my age or anyone else. We wasn't watching. That was our dads and shit watching. We only appreciate. We didn't know what the fuck they were doing. We just found it to be boring, unless you were into that cowboys and shit like that or whatever. But we were into other kind of stuff, and that wasn't it. That was our dad thing. We only matured enough to appreciate what it was the older we got. Superhero films transcends generations. Everyone can love them. Everyone can hate them. Superhero films can reach from fucking 5-year-olds all the way to fucking 70-year-olds if it wanted to. So to compare those genres together, I think it's no comparison at all. I think superhero films have, even in the eight year they've been dominating the film industry, I just think there's just no comparison. And I personally just don't think it's going to die. I think it's going to keep riding in. I mean, eventually, it'll have its slowing peak where it's not going to be making as many movies now. And for those people that complain that there's too many, I think you're full of shit, to be honest. There was a time when we didn't get a damn thing. Now, someone for like me, I've said this plenty of times, I see a shitload of movies all the time. Every fucking year, the movie after movie. And I gotta say, my most exciting times to go to the theaters is the fucking superhero films. I love them. You know, I'm gonna have a great time, gonna have some fun, is excitement. And Steve, you're right. Wayne Luke did bring it up, and I disagree with them completely. These are two motherfuckers that never go to the theaters unless it's something from an 80s property or a superhero shit. If they didn't have either one of those, them niggas would never go to the theaters, and thus I don't even know why I would have them here. They said it's more of an exciting time when, you know, they had that time gap. I disagree with that for the simple fact that that time gap nowadays don't apply. Because nowadays, back in the day, they had nothing to compare it to or to wait on it anyway. There was no spectacle of that time or whatever and stuff. Nowadays, our mind is so fast-tracked that if we don't see them on a regular basis, do you really give a fuck anymore? I remember I said this with Dawn of Justice. Matter of fact, it was the whole when Cody got drunk and talking about Julianne Moore, talking bad about the girl too. I love the girl, and I can't believe he would just disrespect her like that. But Cody, get your shit together. But I said, with Batman vs. Superman pushing that back, had that been any other superhero film that wasn't as big as Batman and Superman, people would not have given a fuck because they already went into their marketing campaign of it. They were showing it, and it's like, this movie ain't coming out for a whole nother how long. And it shows. People really don't give a shit about it. A lot of people talking shit about it, or they don't care, whatever, but I guarantee if that movie came out right now, whatever, people would be all over it right now. Because you know why? We are not oversaturated. We have a lot of forms of entertainment now. And back then, you know, it was just one form or another. Right now, you know, I think music is shit, personally. Or at least mainstream music. I love my new retro wave and stuff like that. But that's not radio play, let's be real. But music is hot right now. People are into it. TV is at an all-time best right now. You know, the superheroes are coming to TV show. You don't even have to pay no more. And then you got, obviously, the movies and a lot of other stuff. Art and stepping his game up. You know, podcasting. A lot of activities and hobbies are coming in. And it's easy for now to get your mind distracted on something else to where, at that point, you just won't give a fuck. You just won't. Spider-Man is one of them. Amazing Spider-Man didn't make nowhere near as Amazing Spider-Man 2 didn't make nowhere near as the original Spider-Man. Why? Because nobody cares. And I think people personally are really trying to push this whole superhero genre off the map. Like I said, it's only been almost 8 years and they're already trying to call it a quits. And Hollywood is looking at them like, you guys are some of the biggest fuckwits I've ever listened to. That's why we don't listen to audience members, because I know the fuck they're talking about. Superhero films every year are continually growing in fucking profit. They're growing. I think the game personally has just started with superhero films. It has just started. Next year, definitely. Oh my God, next year is going to be the pinpoint. It's going to be the pinnacle because you got about possibly 3 films coming out next year, superhero related films that are possibly somewhere near the $1 billion mark. You got unknown superhero films, Guardians of the Galaxy making damn near almost $1 billion, $900 million worldwide. You got Civil War coming out next year. I'm guaranteeing that's almost $700 million worldwide. $800 million at the most. Batman vs. Superman. Expecting $1 billion out of that thing. Expecting $1 billion to hit on that damn thing. If not that, $700 million worldwide to $1 billion. And then you got X-Men Apocalypse. Probably one of the biggest X-Men films of all time. Bringing in one of the most strongest and cult-following fan favorite villains into the X-Men universe now with Apocalypse. I'm guaranteed that's hitting $800 million worldwide. I mean, these films here, everybody's so quick to say that, oh, they're going to be like Western. Westerns wish they could have made that. Westerns never came nowhere near fucking. Even if they were still popular today, they wouldn't make that goddamn much money. No other genre of filmmaking is making that unless it's a pop culture reference. It has to be something like, obviously, we've seen like Hunger Games or animated movies or something like that. But other than that, you're not going to get a regular piece of filmmaking and making that much money. This shit is, these superhero trends are bringing in too much fucking money. I don't think people will ever get tired of them, because guess what? People don't go to the theater as much as everyone thinks they do. They probably have 2 films they see a year, Wayne. So, like I just said, Wayne and Luke, they only see 80 properties or whatever, and I can guarantee, I guess what I see them, it was like, it's going to be, what, Star Wars, Spectre, Creed, and the superhero films. There you go. That just sums up their filmography right there. You take out the superhero genre, what do you got then? You ain't going to see 80 property every fucking year. That's like going to say, oh, is the space genre dead? So is Star Wars going to stop making money then? I don't think it... Yeah, I personally just think it's an ignorant statement. I'm not going to lie. I don't agree with anyone's statement saying the superhero genre is eventually going to wear itself out. And I don't even think it's ignorant. Never mind, I take that back. It's not ignorant. I just think it's just wishful thinking, if you will, because that's not going to happen anytime soon. It's going to be a long while before that even happens. And I, once again, I don't think they come close to Westerns. Westerns are just so sandboxed, if you will. They're limited in what you can do compared to a superhero film.
Where are we at? Amethyst Chaos, she says, did you guys think that it's fair to criticize movies similar to The Danish Girl constructively? Well, to me anyways, that looks like it's going to be another Oscar bait film, even though it looks great and is going to have wonderful performances as well, but at the same time looks nowhere near as big as an Oscar bait film, like, oh God, please, please give me an Oscar, Will Smith's Concussion.
You say Oscar bait, I say begging. Oh, but you kind of said that too, I guess, so. Yeah, The Danish Girl. Oh, man. Oh. So, let me go ahead and read. I'm not gonna lie, I'm a little lost on your question here. Anybody know The Danish Girl is that Eddie Redmayne movie with him playing a woman in it? To me anyway, it looks like it's gonna be another Oscar bait film, even though it looks great. It does look like an Oscar film. Actually, I take that back. It doesn't look like an Oscar film to me. It does look like, you said, great performances and stuff like that, but Danish Girl, I've seen a limited release film like this. Not nowhere near like this, but... And it was nowhere near the Oscars. Came out, like, in April or something like that. Had almost the same premise, but it was really small and indie, and, you know, it's nowhere near this. But I think that... As well, but at the same time, it was nowhere near as big as an Oscar film. I don't think it has that Will Smith addedness to it, if that makes any sense. And by Will Smith and that concussion trailer, that just screams, I'm trying to win one. This whole Eddie Redmayne one, The Danish Girl, highly doubt it. I mean, because we've got some great films this month already, in October, late September too, you know, performances-wise, director-wise, even The Martian with Matt Damon and stuff like that, who looks like something that probably would try to go for one with Ridley Scott's Manor, but I highly doubt it. Spielberg now, that one with Tom Hanks, that one has Oscar written all over it. Everybody sucks Spielberg's dick at the Oscars, so you know good and goddamn well that's getting nominated, whether it's good or bad. I will say I am looking forward to it. Hopefully, we've seen Ridley Scott get back on track, so maybe Steven Spielberg can get on track. But The Danish Girl, I think looks interesting as shit. I actually had a screener for that and missed it, but I'm hearing some great things about it. I hear that the film has a lot of taste to it as well. But other than that, I'm not trying to tell too much about it because I don't want to really spoil my review or anything like that. But I think it's a fantastic-looking trailer, if you ask me. And Eddie Redmayne, I think, is a fantastic actor, too. I really like the theory of everything. His performance, and it was great. And I got to say, Will Smith and Concussion... That accent, brother, is just not working. I'm sorry. And something about Will Smith played Jermaine, it looks kind of silly as shit. I don't know if it's necessarily the property. I don't think it's Will Smith. I think it's more so the property itself. But they always put him in these roles when he's trying to play serious. And he makes the same goddamn expression from all his serious films and stuff like that. If you took a scene from After Earth
when he was being serious in that, well, the whole fucking film, actually, and you replaced it with here, you wouldn't even be able to tell the difference. It looks the same. Sorry to say this, but I think Will Smith has gotten lazy in his acting. I really could care less about the guy right now. I expect him to do better, but he seems to be doing the damn near almost the same shit over and over again, damn near. Especially with his forms of acting, if you will. The range there, I'm not really seeing much of it these days, Willie. And as far as thinking it's fair to criticize movies similar to The Danish Girl constructively, I don't agree with that either. Because you just said it right there. Everyone's like, oh, it's just Oscar bait material, whatever. And just like, shut the fuck up. Who cares? You know, you gonna watch, either you're going to watch it and then you're going to bitch about it then or whatever, or you're not going to watch it. And this movie, who's to say this movie's not even going to fucking win? I'm voting for that Steven Spielberg film because it's Steven fucking Spielberg. And I'm not saying that because he's good. I'm just saying that because that's usually what fucking happens when he's nominated. And he will get a nomination. But, no, I don't agree with it at all. Let's move on to the last question I got here. And everybody can go fuck themselves with The Danish Girl. That movie looks fantastic, okay? Constructive, yeah. Tiffany, and this goes back to the Walk review. She says, you were right about one thing, P1. I have a fear of heights, and holy shit, that ending. I had my eyes closed most of the scene of him walking the rope. You can point out the CGI scenes, but it was just something about the whole setup that had me shaken. Have you ever had a film impact on your fears like this did to me? Damn, that's a good question. Because I'm a man. I don't fear anything, girl. No, I'm just playing. I don't really have a fear of things that I've seen in movies. Like, a lot of people, I know, claustrophobia. I think As Below, it, or whatever the fuck that movie was called. Or I know a lot of people said they were claustrophobic, and that movie kind of freaked them out on that. I don't have a fear of heights, but I will say that movie was effective as hell as far as scaring the shit out of me. I guess I have a fear. Okay, I have a fear. You remember Z's Night of the Living Dead? Yeah, that scared me about bad zombie films. That was my fear of that. That impacted me very hard because I was like, holy shit, dude. I hope I never see something like this again. Amazing Spider-Man 2. Everything I was trying to defend, it came the truth when I saw that fucking movie. And was just like, holy shit, this is some dog shit. I was expecting this. And I never thought we would go back to superhero films looking like Batman Forever, and sure enough we did, so that scared the hell out of me right now. I don't have any really real fears, I guess. I'm trying to think. I don't believe in ghosts, therefore I ain't scared of fucking ghosts, so these ghost movies don't work. I don't have a fear of clowns like people do, or heights or anything like that. Shit, I go skydiving, so that doesn't fight me at all. It feared me when... perfect one. Yeah, I got one. Oh, okay. 12 Years a Slave. There you go. I ain't trying to be no slave. Shit. That shit scared the fuck out of me when it was beating his ass. I was just like, and hanging him and all that shit. Yeah, those movies scared the shit out of me. There you go. That movie impacted my fear like a motherfucker. Because I remember there was a time where I was just like, holy shit. You know, with Arizona banning multicultural learning and they pretty much becoming a communist state in its own rights and shit. That shit was scaring me. That shit might spread to California. I was like, oh, God. Ugh. I can't be no slave, Silky, run off and shit. No, so yeah, that scared the shit out of me. There you go. I was afraid of that. And shame, too. I was afraid that Michael Fassbender wasn't going to get no ass no more. Scared the shit out of me. But, people, that was into questions. Now it's time for that, but I know. It's time to talk about that King's Falls, what it is. And people, I've been bringing this up. It's time for P1 to take a trip down to King's Falls. I think when I get back to home, when I get done with this trip, I'm going to have to make that trip because I just got to see what's going on in this crazy-ass town of King Falls going on. And people, you've been helping King Falls out really well. And you've been doing that by going to iTunes, typing in King Falls AM, and leaving them a 5-star rating with a review in there, and leaving it a positive review at that. You've been helping them really well because they've been climbing those charts on iTunes in the top 30 of comedy, and they're killing it right now. I don't know if you guys heard the last episode. The last episode was awesome. It's called Ringing Hell's Doorbell. Check that out. Head over to MovieSportsPodcast.com. You'll see it in the carousel, or just type in King Falls AM, blah, 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 that. Or scroll down all the way down. Or just go to iTunes, like I said, type in King Falls AM. It's the latest episode.
Ringing Hale's Doorbell. Posted it up last Friday. Amazing show. Thought it was incredible. I actually loved the fuck out of it. Pretty much, I'm not going to say anything because I don't want to spoil it, but cassette tape get involved. There's an opening of Hale's, find a cave. There's actually a leadway into Hale. All kind of crazy shit going on. Love that show. These guys are killing and doing amazing things over there, and I need to take a trip to King's Fall. Another thing, too, you know, last week I talked about some new features of the site, if you will. And there were a little bit when I put Cynthia on blast here. I wouldn't say blast, I'd say Ravenga, which was great Ravenga. That you can do more things on the site now, fam. That's what it's for. It's for you, Spoil Ambassadors. I'm doing all this for you. And one thing I've added, which I finally fucking added, I don't know why it took me so long, so I guess I didn't notice it, but you can now add attachments and all kind of shit in the comments section. You can embed YouTube videos. You can embed any kind of videos now. You can put photos in your comments now. You can add attachments. You can add audio if you want. All of those new great things add to the comment section to better improve you guys. The week before, I've already said it before, and I'll say it again. You can now subscribe to shows. I bet you didn't know that. Most websites, you can just subscribe to the website. Subscribe to this domain. Subscribe to any of this shit, whatever. But here on MoviesSpoilersPodcast.com, you can subscribe to the shows you listen to. Because I know for a fact not everyone has the opportunity or even like to listen to every show. Because my black ass is on every one of them. And people can't stand me. Fair enough. Understand it. But if you are a fan of Not Worth a Kick in the Ass, you scroll on down to the bottom here, which I'm going to do right now. I'm looking at it right now. You see that comment section? Put your little email address in there. And then you'll put in there, notify me. Well, you won't put in there. You'll just checkbox it. Notify me of new posts by email. And what that does, once you already put your comment in, you left your email there, you're going to get in your email account a message stating that, hey, Not Worth a Kick in the Ass. You just got done. Well, you already, this is Not Worth Kicking the Ass 57. You just went, not 58, Kicking the Ass 58. It's up this time, this day, bam, it's up. You're ahead, visit the site, you can listen to it if you want. Damn, does that not make things easier for you now. You don't even have to come to the site on a daily basis if that's not what you do, because people are busy, they don't have time for that, and Wayne don't update iTunes. So, Wayne, get on that shit, by the way. Damn, dude, what was taking you so long with these fucking updates here? Yeah, so head on over to MoviesSpoilersPodcast.com. When you leave your comment, make sure you checkbox that so you can subscribe to the shows you like. Now Worth a Kick in the Ass, Throwback Tuesday, Spoiling at the Movies, Fire It Up, or, you know, King's Falls AM if you want. And another one, too, your two-time award-nominated show, Movie Spoilers, which is the best show, because I said so. So, those are some newer features to the site. I'm not going to go over all of them today because I want to keep that surprise for the rest of you guys, you know? I want to keep revealing some new stuff every week. A lot of the new stuff that's been changed to is mainly technical stuff that you can't see. It's all new for me behind my dashboard. I mean, it is crazy different. I'm still trying to get used to it my damn self. Another thing, too, people, Halloween is coming up, so you know it's that time for Throwback Tuesday to do a Halloween review. And I mean Halloween the series. For the past 2 years, we've done Halloween 2, the original, and Halloween 2, the Rob Zombie remake. Both were bullshit. But anyway, the next one we got here, the poll is up. It ends in about 2 weeks. Get your votes in. See which ones we want to that you want us to review. You got Halloween, the original version, Halloween 3, Season of the Witch, Halloween 4, Return of Michael Myers, The Revenge of Michael Myers, The Curse of Michael Myers, 20 years later, Resurrection, and the Rob Zombie remake of Halloween, the original there. And I have a feeling somewhere around they're going to be a shitty one that wins, but oh wait, they're all shitty except for the original Halloween, and I bet that one don't even come close to winning. Because you want to torture us. So go on and head over to MoviesSpoilersPodcast.com. Go to your right-hand sidebar of the site. You'll see that poll up. It's going to be up there for a while. So get your votes in. I want some high numbers going on here because I want to go in strong. Obviously, you know Sammy is a new addition to the Throwback Tuesday crew, which will be my fill-in if I'm not there. But she's also just an extra feature to be added there. Why? Because the girl ain't doing shit else, so why not? Now, back to on your daily program schedule here of Movie Spoilers. It is time now for, I think, what is it again? Oh, yeah, it's that Shine Bright Like a Diamond box office time. And no one shines brighter on this website than the box office. Because the box office brings those numbers in, baby. Oh, you sing it, Josef. Oh, my God. And the number 5 film here, people, it brought in $7.6 million. and that is Maze Runner, The Scorch Trials. And the budget on that, if I'm not mistaken, was $61 million. It made its budget back now, finally, with a $63.2 million domestically, overseas, $147.8 million worldwide, $211 million of them things right there. As I said, pop culture movies are always going to make that money. Maze Runner being based off a highly successful young adult novel, and it seems to be doing just fine in the box office as well. Next film we got here brought in $11.6 million, and that is Warner Brothers' film The Intern, dropping from number 2 to number 4. And I don't have the budget on that film, but I'm sure it was cheap as shit, and it's doing pretty fine. It's that Robert De Niro and Hathaway film, which I thought was embarrassing for Robert De Niro. But it made in $36.5 million domestically, $35.6 million overseas, worldwide, $72.1 million. So not bad. Not bad at all. This song is fucking terrible, by the way. It gets worse every time you play it. By the way, Sia wrote this song for Rihanna, and she does a cover of it too. Love Sia, but damn, that cover sucked when she did it. Anyway, though, the number 3 film coming up from number 10 finally got its wide release, brought in $12 million, and that is Sicario. And this movie cost $30 million. It made $15 million, overseas $10 million evenly, worldwide $25 million. This movie's going to be definitely fine. It's got a high-ass review on Rotten Tomatoes. It's heavily, heavily loved by critics right now. It's got a great word of mouth going for it. I think this movie is just going to be just fine. It's got half its budget back already. So, yeah, this movie's fine. Number 2 film. Sony's go-to guy. Told you. Brought in $33 million this week, and he's dropping for number 1 with Hotel Transylvania 2. The budget on that, I forgot. I think it was 100 and something. Whatever. But it doesn't matter because it made it. It's going to make it back. $90.5 million domestically. Overseas, $59.8. Worldwide, $150.3. You goddamn right Hotel Transylvania 3 is coming. And Sony is not letting this motherfucker go now. Oh, excuse me. I'm a little... My throat needs to be quenched with some thirst here. And it, cognac, okay, yes. Yes. Very quenched now. The number 1 film now. Coming in with a $55 million debut opening. That's that Ridley Scott, The Martian. The budget on that was $108 million, and it made $55 million, and domestically, overseas, $45.2 million, worldwide, $100.2 million. $55 million, it made half its budget back on opening weekend. I think this movie's gonna do just fucking fine, if you ask me. I think it's gonna not only make that, but I think it's gonna go beyond that as well. It's getting a lot of great word of mouth. Everyone is loving what they've seen so far. Matt Damon is killing it. The critics are loving it. The word of mouth on it is great. Everything about this film just has something positive going for it. You know, Ridley Scott, people have been waiting for him to get back on track with some movies, and sure enough, they finally found that movie. With this piece of shit. I was about to say this piece of shit. No, it's not a piece of shit. It's actually good. Another movie came out this week, though, with The Walk. Got a limited release of 400 theaters and IMAX releases. And that movie came in at number 11, making $1.9 million. Actually, almost $2 million. Gets its worldwide release this weekend. And it's only on a budget of $35 million, which is not bad. So it's easily going to make that money back sooner or later. And people, that is your weekend box office. I know you're sad to see Mr. Josef go. Doesn't he sing so nicely? I know. He does. But he has to go. And we need to move on to P1's Blu-rays of the Week. Because Cody isn't here yet. And people, if you're just tuning in now, or you fast-forwarded because you got down, you said P1 talks too much. Cody is having hotel troubles right now because they found out about him on this website. And they said there's no way in fuck we letting the hotel fucker in our hotel, and he's out of town like me and Wayne are, but we didn't have hotel problems like he did. So Cody, man, stop fucking in hotels and you wouldn't have this problem then. Anyway, upcoming Blu-rays, we got something here for me. We better have something here for me. Oh, actually we don't have something here for me. Terminator Genisys, awesome. Oh, wow. You know, maybe it ain't a bad thing that Cody took the, had some hotel problems. He probably found out about this fucking release here. Fucking Terminator Genisys. All right, well,
Nah, I hated that movie. Maybe the next one will be, oh, it's fucking dope. Yay, dope. Dope. I fucking hated it.
You know, why settle for something less like Cal State Dominguez, whatever? You could go to Harvard. That nigga, that chick ain't going to fucking Harvard. You got your goddamn mind. You done fucking gassed this girl's mind up thinking she can do better than that. She don't even have a fucking GED or high school diploma. How the fuck she gonna get into Harvard? Let's take out the whole, you know, black people can do better thing. Let's just put realism in it. If a Negro with a high school diploma couldn't get in there, what the hell make you think she gonna get into it? Fuck that movie. I hated that goddamn movie. But one movie I hated more than that one, The Fucking Gallows. I be goddamn shit. I see why Cody's having hotel problems. Missing out on these fucking wonderful blues. The Fucking Gallows. This bullshit ass movie here. And our last one is probably my most disappointing of the year. No, it is. Yeah, that's Tomorrowland, people. Cool-ass trailer, Brad Bird, George Clooney, Disney's behind it. I mean, everything that you think could go great about it, but it turns out to be some fucking message film about the environment or some shit like that, and it just, man, that third act was terrible. I think the first act was cool. Second act was like, okay, I'm still interested to see where this goes, but that, yeah, that third act was some bullshit. Hey, man, this movie, I'm trying to think about it. You know, maybe I'll buy it, maybe I won't, I don't know. I need to rewatch it at home. Maybe I'll have a different opinion about it, but the movie was fucking highly disappointing. My heart was, it was another Tron Legacy almost. I was just like, God damn, dude, seriously, how the fuck could you have such a cool car and fuck that up so tremendously? But whatever. We're on to those upcoming movies now. And we got a lot of stuff. No, we don't have a lot of stuff. We got a lot of limited stuff. We got Trash, got Rooney Mara and Martin Sheen in it. It's getting so word of mouth on it right now. I've heard about it. I'm not interested to see it, could give a shit less, but you never know. You got Knock Knock, Aaron Burns, and Keanu Reeves, and that sounds stupid as hell, so I ain't even gonna get into that. And it's getting bad reviews, and I wouldn't expect anything less from a Keanu Reeves movie called Knock Knock. The next one we got, though, here, people, and this one's getting great word of mouth right now. That's Michael Fassbender, Seth Rogen film, Steve Jobs. Ooh, I think my man Pack. I think it was Pack on Throwback Tuesday said, we got about 5 of these Steve Jobs films already. And I think we're finally going to get one that's actually good with the talented, impressive, oh-so-charismatic Nazi hunter Michael Fassbender. Oh, my God, this guy can't do no wrong except for The Counselor on Prometheus. But this guy is amazing. Love him. And I'm actually excited to see this film because it'd be nice to finally get a good Steve Jobs film that ain't a documentary. But our trailer talk, people, is a little Hugh Jackman film directed by Joe Wright. People are like, who the fuck is that? I don't know who the hell that is. He worked on Locke. And he did that Jason Statham film. And I think he did, he worked on Hannah, too, if I'm not mistaken. You might remember that. That was a critically loved film that came out back in 2011. But let's go ahead and, what the fuck is this? He did some busted ass Thor movie or something like that. Alright, whatever. I ain't gonna do that. But let's go ahead and play this trailer real quick and talk about Pan. Peter Pan. Why am I saying it like Harry Potter? You know what? Probably would have made the movie better. Okay, I'm not gonna. I don't wanna say anything. I ain't gonna spoil my fucking review. Okay, it's a fuck it. I don't like it.
I'm going to tell you a story about a boy who would never grow up. About the pirate who wished to catch him. About the island where fairies roamed.
Rooney Mara, what the fuck are you wearing, by the way?
You've heard before. Because sometimes friends begin as enemies, and enemies begin as friends. Sometimes to truly understand how things end, we must first know how they begin.
I'll give you that. That is true. Who the fuck did Peter Pan become British?
The prophecy tells of a boy who would lead an uprising against me. A boy who could fly. I'll be darned.
Oh, no wonder I said it like Harry Potter. It's from the studio that brought you Harry Potter. Yeah.
That boy makes it to the natives, all will be lost.
We've been waiting for you, Peter. Blackbeard won't stop searching. There's only one place you wouldn't dare look.
So pirates are afraid of Mermaid Lagoon?
Because of crocodiles. Afraid?
Hell yes.
Holy pooty.
Holy pooty. Okay.
It was written, when you return, we will unite our people against the pirates.
Mind if I cut in?
What if I failed to fulfill the prophecy? And what if you failed to try? If you don't believe, Peter, then neither will they.
You can't stay a kid forever, even in Neverland.
Well, then you're kind of breaking the rule of Neverland.
I will never bow to you. Do you know how to work a ship?
How hard can it be? It's still a lot harder than it looks. We're sailing now.
In real 3D. Oh, it's in real. Okay, people, so I love a good origin story. I love origin stories. Peter Pan, I've never really been that fascinated with him. Matter of fact, when we reviewed Hook, I said, this is the silliest shit I've ever fucking seen. These Lost Boys shit, it was just weird to me. And a part of me was looking forward to seeing this film. Not so much did I give a shit about Peter Pan itself, but, you know, I love a good origin story. I would love to find out how this guy became Hook. You know, Blackbeard, what was his deal with Peter? You know, seeing Peter become Peter Pan himself, you know, the whole prophecy and everything like that. I think it would have been just fascinating to find all that out. At least give me some kind of, you know, because the origin story, what it does pretty much is it gives you some kind of depth to give a fuck about a franchise. Where I feel as if Peter Pan, you know, Peter Pan come. You know, they kind of just jump right into the whole thing with Peter Pan and the other movies and stuff, though. Especially, there's a shitload of live-action films. But I feel like, at least with the origin, it could probably somewhat make you understand or like what he is. Now, whether the movie does that or not, I guess you'll just have to tune in to this weekend when that Peter Pan review goes up. Because, it's going to be something, people. I know you cannot wait. But... if you'd like to share your thoughts, tell me how you feel about Peter Pan and Michael Jackson, Neverland Ramp, whatever the fuck it's called or anything like that, then you can do so on Twitter, because I'm over there at Movie Spoiler Pod. That's right. Ooh, I love my Twitter. I love tweeting, and I'm there every day tweeting some photos of my semi-vacation, if you will. I posted one on another thing that I like to call Instagram. That's right, people. You can find me over there at Phenomenal One, that's right, because there can only be one, the phenomenal one. And you see a little collage of photos of slowly as my day begun, is like the morning of the beach, the evening of the beach, then nighttime of the beach. And it was a beautiful thing, you know. I love being out of town. And you can also find me on a thing called Google Plus, just in case you need to send me a long comment, and Twitter just ain't allowing you to do it because it only got that 140 characters. I am there at moviespoilers_TPO. That is correct, people. You can also visit the website, moviespoilerspodcast.com, and check out so many great things, such as all the shows I've named earlier, Spoiling at the Movies, Fire It Up, Throwback Tuesday, Not Worth Kicking the Ass, King Falls AM, so many weekend reviews that I do personally of the new release films, and also your two-time nominated award show, Movie Spoilers. And like I said, got a lot of new features in the comment section that you can do. Play around with it, Spoiling Bass. Go ahead, play. Daddy's letting you play right now. God's letting you play right now. Go ahead and fidget around with that. And that's the show, people. That is it. I hate to say bye-bye, but I'm gonna go eat some more. I'm gonna go chill by the ocean. I'm gonna go have me a glass of champagne. I'm gonna go do what being phenomenal is supposed to do. That's not a goddamn thing, bitch. That's what I'm gonna do. Shit. So, people, I hope you enjoyed Movie Spoilers 183. I'm your spoiling host with the most, the phenomenal one. And if you need to get in touch with Cody, you can do so at Twitter on CodyW. That's capital K and capital W. But don't forget in between the H, the O, the D. I feel like I'm forgetting something. And the Y. He's also on Facebook sending his best shalom wishes. And you can find him there by just typing in good old Cody Williams. I'm sure he should be the first, if not only Cody Williams to pop up. I'm sure he won't be, though. And then you can head over to that bitch of a maze he likes to call Google Plus. Because Dylan O'Brien just don't like him enough because Cody ain't even get his lazy ass up and go see his movie. So why the fuck should Dylan O'Brien help him? But he's over there at Cody Williams. You can also find him on Instagram at Codysseus. That's right, like the SS Odyssey. Codysseus. It's like a fucking Greek god or something like that. You know, it's just like, I want to swim with the Codysseuses. You know, you just rolls off the tongue, doesn't it? Codysseus. Think about that, ladies, when you getting when you tugging on that Jufro tonight. You can also find them on that JewishFriendFinder.com/CodyW, capital K, capital W, and don't forget it in between the H, the O, the D, and people, I think he's changed it to like on a little, the Jewish star insignia, his D is changing that now, and don't forget that Y neither, and now, he's always there, looking up for the new Jewish women out in his life. I can hear it now. But like I said, people, that is the end of the show. You got 5 ways to reach Cody, just reach him. I don't care how you do it. I don't care if it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Try them all if you got to. Just get in contact with him. He wants to talk to you. He likes you. He wants you. Do it the easy way or the hard way. And I choose the easy way because I like it hard. Well, people, that has been Movie Spoilers episode 183. I am your spoiler host with the most the phenomenal one, like I said. And we'll be back next week for Movie Spoilers episode 184. Later, bastards.
Movie Spoilers Podcast. Putting all them movies on blast. You might hear some shit when you tune in, we don't hold back, it's just how we do it.